That's a really good question, and I think that's part of the reason why we need congressional reform, because unfortunately neither the courts nor the legislators have been really very willing to impose any penalties for spying like this. There was a very famous Supreme Court case of the 1970s when it turned out that the military was spying on anti-Vietnam War protesters in D.C., and the protesters sued the military for violating their First Amendment rights. And it went to the Supreme Court, and in a 5-4 opinion, the majority refused to rule on the constitutionality of what the military had done on the basis that the plaintiffs could not demonstrate a harm that was caused by this surveillance, and therefore they couldn't have a day in court. And that standing hurdle has made it very difficult to bring surveillance suits related to surveillance against the FBI and DHS and the military, and they're just kind of spying.